So first thing we did, I got Islanders tickets. Islanders, wait, not just Islanders tickets. I want to say I got Islanders New Jersey Devils tickets. I
Ooh.
believe so. I only know because we're sitting here. Someone called Justin and asked, do you guys want to go to the game Sunday? We're like, absolutely.
Biggest fan, I'm there.
And let me get a jersey. He brings over six jerseys. I'm like,
Okay,
perfect. Down
perfect.
to my knees, wore with boots. That's how big. But
Adorable.
it was, we took the train in. It was super fun.
So
We
fun.
pre-gamed on the train as a hack to not have to drink at the stadium, really.
Perfect. That's what I did for the Zach Bryan concert.
Yeah.
I'm just
That's your goal. Like, just, you know, you're going to get there and be like, all right, the decisions are going to be questionable at this point, but go in with a strong effort, right?
course.
Next thing, oh, we had a little joint experience, which I want to add in.
Oh, we did.
What did we do since we last met?
We spent Good Friday together, and we had a good meal. We had some wine. We listened to good music from a band that was loving up all on you. Happy to have you as their audience. That's all
What's going up?
I'm
On Good Friday, we said, you know what? We're going to do dinner. I'm like, there's only one thing we can do for dinner.
saying.
Italian food.
Right.
Good Friday,
Italian.
glass of wine, two.
We got freaking the best pizza. We got baked clams.
They deserve a shout out.
Yeah,
They
locale.
deserve a shout out. Locale and
Delish.
dog.
Yep, and patch. So good.
Not to be
Yeah.
confused with
Oh.
local.
No, very
Local.
confusing, however.
But recommends, would recommend definitely going
I'd
back.
recommend. Yep, me too. What's next on your list here? Fab ass night. I'm crying. That's what you wrote. You're so funny.
Oh, it was a
Easter
fab night.
food.
I wanted to let you know. I had a really nice night
Aw,
that
me
night.
too.
We ended up extending, obviously, Joe. We're gonna hang out a little longer. One of those extended goodbyes.
Yeah, we're gonna
That's
have
the telltale of a good night.
to. Yeah.
We saw
Okay.
the lights
Yeah.
down low. All right, Easter food and fashion. Like, could touch in on this. Could.
Easter was a wash, unfortunately, for me this year. My mom was sick, and she's like my Easter buddy. And so I had to go visit my grandma without my mom. I had to go to my cousin's. I mean, I was also with my entire rest of my family, however, my mom.
What a tough
Like,
life. What a
I was
tough
also
experience.
my actually no, my brother wasn't there because he's with his boyfriend. So it's just me and my dad. Like, we're a trio. I don't know what happened to her. So yeah.
Well, so then fashion is of no significance here, no food, anything?
My mom is really the only one that's impressed by what I wear. So without her there.
I'm impressed.
Useless. All right. And how was
I made a we were we had a beach Easter, like I think I had mentioned last
your? Ooh.
week.
Lovely.
It was nice out, but it wasn't like so warm out. Still went with the dress. I always like to say, like, looking forward right now, if I could choose what I was going to wear next year, I would wear. And I mean, maybe I have a better idea, but I just don't know that Easter's the one for me. I don't know that pastels are for me.
Well, I think I told you,
I want to think yes.
no, pastel. My mom, when I was a baby, we've talked about this, would dress me in black. She's like, people only looks good in black, even as an infant. So nothing has changed. Pastels are not for me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Also, I think, like I said, Easter, we do like a 5-course, 7-course freaking thing that like a tight pastel shirt ends up, I look like a straight up Easter egg. I become round, I become dumpty. So it's just not, it's no good
To
for
form into
me.
an Easter egg.
I can't even, they have to go hunt for me because I turned into an Easter egg.
Right, yeah, so I agree. Nice time to see everybody, but I'm good to move on. Easter, I'll see you later. Spring,
Instagram
we're here,
millennials.
but less pastel, more just warm clothes. What's next?
Next is Instagram millennials.
Oh, this was definitely a thought that I had
Huh.
when I saw, I definitely was a late night thought. I was like, this is fun. I think it said something about our generation, yeah, is the only one that knew what the world was like before technology slash internet, but will never know a world that it didn't exist.
I know, and I
Does that
hate
make
it.
sense?
Yes, but I'm sorry, I'm Gen Z. Oh my God, I think OP is as well. Are you?
No. No, there's no
You're
way.
a millennial. Oh my God, this is three generations. This is
I
three
just have never
generations.
felt more disconnected from still with you, but imagine OP as well. I couldn't do that.
That's crazy. Yeah, you two
No,
are two
wait, but
different
that's
generations.
ridiculous because you know what it was like before it existed. That's so you fall under that post.
Absolutely. Like I had a phone, like click, 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 click to text.
And we were kids that didn't have any ability to do that's even more of what I think about. Like, we grew up like this, so we know it's possible, yet our kids are going to be like, no, it's not. Well, we've been living in this world for how long?
I think about computer rooms. Did your house have a computer room, like where the one desktop computer was?
We, believe it or not, we were a typewriter, and literally you can vouch for this, until we were in high school.
That's...
We had to learn, redo, put the paper back in, and I'm not. I still, the spelling, imagine the spell check on that. Kids could never.
Never. Kids could never. I can't.
Wait, look at this picture.